Good evening, good evening, good evening. Good evening and welcome to the International Black Summit Blog Talk Radio. Welcome. My name is Jill Van Leesten. I'm one of your hosts here this evening from Atlanta. And let's see, I believe we have Jerry out of New York. Let's see, Jerry. And we have Shakesha out of from Japan / Compton / all over the world. Glenn and Henrietta. So we want to welcome you to the International Black Summit Blog Talk Radio. And what we do each Sunday and every Sunday at 8 Eastern Standard Time is recite the Declaration of the International Black Summit. And so we're going to go ahead and do that now. We declare ourselves, our community, and all communities whole and complete. There is nothing to do except be. We assert that we are responsible for generating community as possibility and distinction. We listen for and grant being to the possibility and creation of unpredictable results. Our conversation of, about, and for those of African descent is one of power, self-generation, abundance, responsibility, unity, and integrity with the possibility of being. We stand for the expression of our spirituality, ending the murders of our men, women, and children, building economies responsible for funding our community, maintaining wellness of being in our bodies, providing human services, establishing nurturing relationships, altering the conversation of who we are in the media, empowering our youth. We declare that our community manifests itself in the world as a contribution in the transformation of the universe. Atlanta, Georgia, October 7th, 1991. Atlanta, Georgia, June 26th, 2011. North, south, east, west. A moment of silence, please. All right. What we want to do first is we always mention a Kwanzaa principle. After our declaration, the Kwanzaa principle sets the tone in regards to what our show will be about. And Jerry, are you out there?
Yeah, I'm right here.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine.
Well, welcome, welcome. This evening we're going to talk about distinctions as it relates to the International Black Summit. And with that in mind, you want to share what the Kwanzaa principle is for this evening?
Yes, this one, special one, is Nidia, and Parisimi's purpose to make our collective vocation the and development of our community in order to restore our people to the traditional greatness. And by we listen to the distinctions of the International Black Summit, it should be great. It should bring greatness to our vision.
Very good. Thank you so much. We are going to discuss the distinctions within the summit, and we do have some people on the call that are part of the summit, and we invite them to press 1, and then once you press 1, your hand will be raised, and we'll get you live on the air. And also, we have a lot of lines open this evening. We have some people that might be your first time listening, so we hope that you receive and learn and gain a lot of information and knowledge in regards to who we are as far as who we are in the summit. We do have a hand raised. We have 4347776. You're live on the air. Go ahead.
Good evening. Good evening, Jill and Jerry and Henrietta.
Hey,
and Education. This is Glenn. How y'all
good
doing?
Good evening. How are you?
Good evening.
I'm great. We're getting a little thunderstorm here in Atlanta, but, you know, I'm good, and I'm actually outside underneath a tent enjoying myself.
Very good, very good. Well, welcome, and it was great seeing you this weekend. We had here in Atlanta. Are you still in Atlanta?
I still am in Atlanta. Yes, I am.
Ooh,
all right,
close
all
by.
Right, all right.
So I just wanted to I wanted to kick the show off and really jump into the distinction. So let me know when you're ready. Are you going to give us a little rundown on the upcoming events? Or you want to do that later?
Yes, I sure am. No,
okay,
we can do that right now, actually. We have we have the event coming up in Chicago. This is our annual event, August 4th to the 7th. We are so excited. We have our annual event, and it will be in Chicago, and we are inviting everyone to attend. This is where you will learn not only about yourself, but about who you are and who you are with yourself and in the community. So if you go to blacksummit.org, click on the picture where it's a skyline of Chicago, you can register, and we want to fill all the seats. It is a wonderful event, and we just are so excited. We want to thank the Chicago team for hosting and for just getting everything ready for us, because we are going to have a great time. So, again, go to blacksummit.org, click on the picture of Chicago, and register. Back to you, Glenn.
Thank you. So just want to acknowledge what a great event that Tamara and Jill put together in Atlanta. We had two prerequisites, and, of course, the topic of tonight is distinctions, and that's one of the things that we do work on when we're working, when people have a prerequisite, we work on distinctions. So we had an adult and we had a youth summit prerequisite that took place, and I just want to thank Tamara and Jill for spearheading that and making it happen.
Thank
you.
Wonderful.
You're very welcome, my dear. You're very welcome. I'm glad I had the opportunity to come down. Now, what is a distinction? Well, let's talk a little bit about a distinction. A distinction is one of the tools of the International Black Summit. And when I say one of the tools, it's one of the things that we use to make life better for ourselves. You know, we've talked a lot about how to improve our life, our personal life, our work life, our relationship life, all of those things. And so we have what they call distinction. And the distinction is a way of looking at ourselves introspectively and being able to do that in a way that has us be clear. So the first distinction I'm going to talk about is clearing. So clearing is a way of checking in with someone or getting, let's say, for example, Jerry and I are having a disagreement. And so Jerry says, well, wait a minute, I don't understand. I don't understand is a way of me now explaining so that he can get clear what I'm talking about. Because Jerry may not understand what I said, or I may not have been clear in my speaking. And so clearing is an opportunity for both of us to get clear or straight or on the same page in terms of the dialogue that we're having. So clearing is one of the things that we want to talk. We're actually talking about, and we actually invite you to now participate in this conversation. So this is not just about a conversation within the host, but it's really an opportunity for you to engage with us over the radio show. So the call-in number is 646-716-9827. And there are different forms of clearing. So you can ask a question, I'm not clear, or you can clear the space so that if I am upset about something, so I get an opportunity to talk to somebody that I'm not upset with, and to get my emotions clear so that I can begin to clear out those emotions so that I can now speak to a person very clearly. So again, clearing, I can make a request to be clear. I can use somebody else to clear myself, and it's an opportunity to clear the space. I'm going to let the host jump in now if they'd like to add anything about clearing, because clearing is one of those distinctions that is used on a daily basis for us to be more effective in the things that we do. So Jerry or Jill or even Chakasha or Henrietta, jump in and let us know what clearing means for you.
Well,
yes. Hi, Glenn.
Hi,
Chakasha.
Well, welcome to the call, my dear.
Thank you, thank you. I'm still here in beautiful Atlanta. So, you know, I had the opportunity to be in Ottawa, Canada, last weekend for some training around the International Black Summit. And so I'm really happy to be on tonight, especially as we look at distinctions. And you're talking about one of my favorite distinctions, one of the distinctions that, like you say, I will use almost on a daily basis. And you can do it, as you said, you can clear with another person. Or, you know, now I'm at the level where I can clear myself, where I just clear with myself. And it was really interesting because tonight I just finished cooking this fabulous dinner. But when Tamara came in and asked me, she says, oh, I hear you're going to cook tonight, Chakasha. I, like, really got upset. You know, like I went into a past incident. And I realized that I couldn't even hear Tamara anymore. I was so much in my past experience. And as I was looking, I started clearing myself. And as I just, you know, just, and clearing here is where you start to empty out. You start to let go of things. And so, you know, I start saying to myself, why am I upset about cooking? Why am I saying I don't want to cook? And, you know, I just continue to clear. And within 5 minutes, I was at, oh, my goodness. You know what? I'm happy to cook tonight. In fact, now that I'm clear, I now enjoy cooking. From the past, I was like, I don't like to cook. But when I got present to that moment by clearing myself, I actually got to see that's something that I like doing now. And if I must say so myself, it was a fabulous meal.
Excellent. Thank you so much for that demonstration of clearing. Jerry?
And also clearing me that when I find out, when I start learning officially of the International Black Summit, also sometimes I use you as an example, Ken, that sometimes it could be a misunderstanding, and sometimes you don't get it. And sometimes of the Internet Black Summit, you call somebody else from the summit and see to make that person understand doing that clearing too.
Very good. Excellent. Jill, anything you'd like to add? And you don't have to.
Yes, for me, clearing also allows me, it gives me the answer. Clearing, I'm able to talk through what it is that I need to kind of break down for myself and have a full understanding for myself. And then as I'm clearing, as I'm talking it out, I also receive my answers. Or I receive, okay, this is what I need to do. And sometimes what I need to do is just be with it, be with what is, until the next thing comes along for me as far as what my next move should be. And I guess, for lack of a better word, to spirit tells me what to do. So clearing for me is a way where I can gain and get a better understanding of who I am and where I am in a situation and what I need to do for myself in that situation. And
Excellent.
We do have someone, I think this is Ed, is it 404? 281, you're live on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, guys.
Hi,
hey, Ed,
how are you
doing?
Good to hear everybody's voice. In clearing what's present for me, it gives me the reason why. I get to understand the why, like what Shakesha was explaining. It gives me the why. Now that I know the why, I see what the quote-unquote the components are in this situation, and now it gives me the opportunity to choose what route I go. You know, I could be, you know, how some people say, well, so-and-so said this, and this kind of went off, right? That means you don't have no control. But when you're able to clear, you get to see what's involved, what's occurring, and then now you can make a more powerful choice. I choose to be mature, or I choose whatever that is, to handle it in this way. But it gives you the ability to choose.
Very good. Very good. Thank you for that contribution. Excellent. Now, listeners out there, so here's what I want you to get. So you've got very distinctly different views of what clearing is. And when you take a prerequisite or come play in the International Black Summit, you'll get your own personal relationship with clearing. And that's the tool that we use. And we use that tool to be able to be more effective, to smooth things out when we're having conversations in relationship. If you've been assigned something at work, you can get better clarity, and you can get clear what is your boss is asking you to do or what you're asking your employee to do. So, again, these tools are for your life skills that you can use. So I'm actually going to go to the next distinction. And just so you know, we're going to touch on just a very, very few basic distinctions tonight. But the next distinction that we're going to talk about is noticing. So noticing, what noticing is the ability for you to kind of be outside of yourself and look down and notice what you're doing, who you're being. Are you upset? Are you happy? Are you sad? You know, as you're being in a conversation with someone. So you may begin to notice that you're not listening, or that you are listening, or you're getting sad, or you're getting happy, or you're getting energy from the conversation. And so then you can begin to look at, well, what has made you sad or happy or upset or a burst of energy. So notice it. So when I notice myself, I notice who I am being. So I notice that I'm upset or I'm happy or I'm sad, and then I begin to look at what is causing that. What's causing that emotion? So again, I'm looking to be effective in the people I'm relating to and in the relationships that I have at home, at work, in the street, so forth. So let's hear from some other people. Takesha. Let's hear from you. What do you want to say about noticing? What's noticing as a distinction for you?
Well, sometimes with the noticing, it can be something simple like noticing every time there's a problem, I'm there too. I get to see that maybe, you know, I have something to do with what's going on, you know. So I start noticing things about myself and that particular situation, you know, like say it's a job promotion. Like one time, I'm a retired school teacher, but I remember I used to always say I never want to be principal. I used to always say, I never want to be principal. Don't want to be principal. And then one time somebody started asking me what's behind that. And when they asked me what was behind that, it actually had me start noticing how I was looking at being principal. And I had it, I'm not organized, I'm not, you know, I think it was more about organization. But when I noticed that for myself, once I noticed that's what's having me say I don't like being a principal. And when I got that, then I said, oh, but I could learn that. And then within that moment, because I noticed that, I was open to I can be principal. I want to be principal. So sometimes, you know, just noticing gives you an opening for yourself, for you to view something differently or try something that you, you know, that you really were saying you weren't even interested in.
Very good. Excellent. Thank you, Shakesha. That was a wonderful demonstration of noticing. Jerry, what about you? Okay. We'll come back to you, my brother. Jill, anything you want to say about noticing?
For me, noticing has... it's allowed me to see, like you stated earlier, just to see who I am in a particular situation. And for me, I've by me being in that space of noticing, sometimes I don't particularly like who I'm being at that time, and it definitely forces me to shift in whatever it is that I'm doing. And I just feel like, I don't know, it forces me to shift. It allows me to see who I'm actually being in that moment. And if I like it or if I don't like it, do I want to go back to that? So for me, noticing is very present for me, especially now in regards to what's going on with me in the workplace, as I discussed a while back on another show. But, yeah, noticing for me is present for me in this moment.
Very good. Very good.
Yeah, this is Jerry. I'm sorry, my phone was mute. Noticing for me, it was one time I was on a Black Man Summit call, and it was this person that pissed me off. And it was a lot of emotion was going through, and the brother was asking me, how do you feel? Now, I'll tell you how I feel. But at the same time, they was really actually having me take deeper cuts so I could know the certain things was really bothering me so I could stand firm in the space. So for me, noticing is that you have, you know, for me, you got to take deeper cuts within yourself. You got to take your time, take deeper cuts. And while you, Glenn, when you was like really go through different distinctions tonight, if you don't mind, like in a few minutes, that sometimes certain things we were talking about, say deeper cuts, we still talk about the declaration, but I say that in a few minutes. I don't want to go ahead ourselves.
Well, no, that's good. That's good because you're actually setting up the next distinction. But one of the things that I want to, and thank you for that, Jerry. One of the things that I wanted to speak to is if you're out there listening and you're wondering what's going on, we're talking about distinctions, and we're talking about how you can use distinctions to have more choices in your life so that you're not upset as much. You're able to now realize that you may not have been being effective. You really get to choose around actions that are consistent with your commitment. So the distinctions are designed to mobilize you in your vision. So whatever your vision is, you know, my vision is health, wealth, and abundance available for all. And so I use the tools of noticing and clearing to really keep moving my vision forward, keep working on the actions around the vision. And so these are the tools that we work on. And as I said, we'll maybe get four possibly for distinctions tonight, but it's really, we have, there's probably about in the neighborhood of 30 or 35 distinctions that we use at the International Black Summit. So you can pick and choose which one is more appropriate for you, which ones you like. You know, people have their favorites, and it's really an opportunity to enjoy your life fully by being able to get things done. So Jerry talked about being upset and being emotional. And one of the things that we talk about is trigger. So when you're triggered, you're now unable or unwilling to be with that which triggered you. So I'm going to say it a little differently because it sounds like, what the heck did he just say?
Mm-hmm.
But trigger means that I'm so upset that I can't, that I've stopped listening. You know, I'm no longer engaged in the conversation. I am now thinking about something far, far away, and the person is still talking to me and expecting me to have or get the information or the communication or the information that they're speaking to me about. And I am not getting it at all. So a trigger is, and let me give you an example. So someone would say something about divorce or an ex-wife, and I'm gone. So I've lost, you know, mental capacity around whatever they said, and I'm now thinking about my divorce and thinking about what I went through and how that wasn't nice or how that was nice, depending on the situation. But I've now left the conversation. You know, you have to think, Elvis has left the building. Well, my mind has left my body, okay, when I'm triggered. And so it's useful to have that distinction called noticing so that I can notice that when I'm triggered, so I can now have an opportunity to say, hey, Jerry, listen, you know what? What you said triggered me, and I'm no longer listening. So now I'm being responsible, so Jerry knows, uh-oh, Glenn's triggered. So, and then I get an opportunity to figure out what that trigger is for myself, because it's about me. It's not about what Jerry said. It's about what's going on in my mind, in my head. And so it's an opportunity for me to now notice that I'm triggered and that I'm no longer effective, and then I can communicate. So I have, like Ed said earlier, choice. I have now a choice of being a different way rather than be automatic pilot, thinking about my divorce, you know, yada, yada, yada. Oh, my goodness, what was that? You know, so trigger is a mechanism that has me be taken away. So anyway, I said quite a bit about that. I'm going to let some other people talk about it because trigger, and here's the thing. Everybody's got a different experience of all these distinctions. And when you come and work with us and do the program, the prerequisite, or come to the summit event in August, you'll have your own experience of trigger and noticing and clearing and all of those things. So anyway, so let's hear from Chakasha on trigger.
Oh, okay. On trigger. Oh, trigger's a good one. Trigger is the one that I can distinguish that I'm in it. Sometimes, you know, it takes a lot for me to pick up the other end of trigger and, you know, be able to work myself through it. But one way, it's very helpful when you at least know you're in a trigger. So I have three children, and my oldest son, I remember he was about 8 years old, and I was in the kitchen cooking. And he came in, and he just, like, raised the lid on one of the pots, and he was like, well, Mom, what's for dinner? Now, the minute he said that, I was triggered. I wasn't triggered necessarily by him, but like the experience. So what I saw was a man now asking me about food, about cooking for him. So I no longer was there with my little 8-year-old. I was with being upset with my first husband, who was a stickler about cooking. And then I had my issues about this and how men are that. And I mean, I just went off and really, you know, kind of, you know, said some things hurtful to my son. And I didn't even get that I was saying it to him. In fact, I wasn't saying it to him. I was saying it to my experience that was happening from the past in my mind. So a trigger, when you're in your trigger, let's just stay with me. When I was in that trigger, I was no longer there with my son. He was no longer in the picture because I was now in the trigger. If you most of the times when you think of a trigger, you're thinking about the part of the gun that you pull back. But for me, when I'm in my trigger, it's like I'm on a bronco, and it's bucking. And I'm trying to hang on for life. You know how they try to stay on for 8 seconds? My life is going on, and I'm trying to hang on for dear life. So one thing that became very helpful for me was just distinguishing I'm in a trigger. And in that moment that I was in a trigger with my son, you know, I was able to come back to, you know, like that moment and get, you know, that's just an 8-year-old boy asking what's for dinner, you know. So trigger can kind of show up like that.
Very good. Excellent example. Very clear. Thank you. Joe, anything about trigger for you?
No, not at this time.
Okay, that's fine. How about you, Jerry? Okay, he might still be on mute. And callers out there, we invite you to take a look and see and call in and interact. Find out a little bit about these distinctions. These distinctions are very, very powerful. They enable us to be with the people that we love. They enable us to stay committed to our commitments and keep us on track. So there are valuable tools to have in your toolkit. So, again, the number is 646-716-9827. This is International Summit Talk Show Network, and tonight we are distinguishing distinctions. So we're actually looking at some of the core distinctions and some of our favorite distinctions from the talk show that we use on a daily basis to be effective and in our lives. So,
Glenn, can you complete the distinction trigger? Like, read that whole piece about it.
Well, I'm going to actually recreate it from my head because I don't have it in front of me. But a trigger is what I'm unwilling or unable to be with. So in saying that, I am triggered around my ineffectiveness or something that is usually something that has gone bad for me. So something that has not gone bad, and I'm back in that experience. So now if you track a trigger and you look at it and you're able to now notice that you're triggered, look at what is actually triggering you. Is it the fact that Jerry said something about divorce? Or was it about wife or something about my ex-wife that has me triggered? So I get to look at it and to figure out the source of it. And by looking at the source of it, I can then begin to have some choice rather than go on automatic pilot I can then choose, am I going to be upset about this or am I going to be a different way? So being able to track yourself, and I got to tell you, you're not going to be able to do that the first time, but you begin to notice yourself triggered. When you're in a trigger, you begin to get, as you get better, you begin to notice that you're about to be triggered, or you just started the trigger, and you can bring yourself back. And then when you get really good, you can notice that you're about to go into a trigger, and then you can, and again, when you're triggered, you're on automatic pilot. So whoever that person is, in Keisha's case, it was her 8-year-old son, but she was talking to her first husband. You know, Jerry may have said something to me around a divorce, and I'm back to my ex-wife and that unhappy situation. So the opportunity is to be able to be fully present to the people in my life that are around me on a daily basis that I love. And so, yeah, go ahead, Keisha.
Yeah, Glenn, I was going to say, I wanted just to underline, as you're listening to these words, you might think, oh, well, yeah, I knew that. Oh, yeah. But even though we're saying, like we talked about the distinction clearing, we're talking about trigger now, is just be very careful to just stay with the definition we're giving, because we're talking about the set of distinctions that we use inside of our work. It's almost like music. Everybody knows what rhythm is, but reggae rhythm is different than blues rhythm, but it's still rhythm, so you got to listen and see which music is being played. So as you hear these words, you know, stay with us on how it's being used inside of this setting.
Excellent. Thank you, Keisha.
Glenn, I want to ask something.
Yes, go ahead, please.
The thing, as far as, like Keisha was saying, we just kind of hear the words and you'll say, okay, I got that, I got this. The thing is the being with it and practicing it and training yourself to understand and understand what the distinctions mean for you as an individual and really working at it. I mean, this takes a lot of work. I know for me, when I'm triggered, now I have a better sense of what will trigger me. And I'm not in that, I find that I'm not in the upset mode for a long period of time. The time frame is getting shorter and shorter for me. However, my old mindset sneaks up on me out of the blue, and it's just like, hey, wait a minute, you're supposed to now be in the stage of your eyes going in the back of your head because you're so upset. So like the kind of like your old the way you were, or what you're trying to change in regards to just bettering yourself will sneak up, but it takes practice, and that's something that I'm working on, you know, always when it comes to all of these distinctions, because at the end of the day, you're faced with looking at you. You're looking at yourself. Like, I'm looking at myself. And when you're looking at yourself within these distinctions, that can be tough.
Yeah, that's very good. That's very great. You know, I'm reminded of the Michael Jackson, the picture, the image in the mirror. So that's the work that we're doing is really about that. One other thing, and I'll get right to you, Ed, in just a second. One of the things that I want you to consider, you out there listening, hearing this for the first time, what we're doing is we're actually begin to manage our thoughts, in a way that has us be productive, that has us be personal, that has us be effective, that has us be present to the people around us, that has us be conscious to the thoughtlessness that exists out in the world. So these things begin to be part of our way of being that now has us be more powerful, more effective, more loving and caring people. Ed, I heard you had something to say.
Well, let me say this. Trigger is that's my favorite. That right there is my favorite. That's my favorite. Let me say this. The trigger to me is it goes in two poles. And I guess the thing that everything that we're sharing is how our conscious and subconscious mind works. Let's say, for example, there's a song by Atlantic Starr called Always. I don't know if y'all remember that or not, right?
Yeah.
When I hear that song, I get warm, fuzzy feelings. But I think about Wanda Moore from back in elementary school. This girl named Wanda Moore was in middle school. That's the positive side of a trigger. Now, I don't know if something happened, and then I got a reaction from something that happened. So that's a positive side of trigger, right? But the focus on, in order to have a more fulfilling life, is the negative side, or the negative part of a trigger. So let's say, for example, last weekend, I juiced some garlic, right? Got the juice and drunk it. Now that makes your breath stink, right? That's what garlic is. If someone says, "Oh, well, your breath stinks," well, the average person, they do what? They react to what they think. See, when you get defensive, now that ain't a good place for you to be in life, or not good for your blood pressure or just your spirit. But that's a conscious thing, because I know I ate garlic. You see what I'm saying? That's a way. I'm not saying an average person could get upset over that, because I don't want to be with my breath does stink. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
There are some things, like Jacacia said, that happens subconsciously. This was with the first husband years and years ago. You didn't think anything about it, but subconsciously, that was there for her. So a trigger has two folds, positive and negative, but we also want to focus on what's negative, because that's what helps us to have a better value in life. But in that, it affects us consciously for what we know, when we know something ain't right and we don't do anything about it, but we don't want to deal with it or be grown enough to sit in it, or subconsciously, you don't even recognize it. And that's where the biggest issue, a lot of the things we do is subconscious. We don't even see it. But with that, with the trigger, and what all we discussed about so far, I'm going to use karate. Right? In karate, you can use your hand, right? I can chop you, use my feet.
That's right.
You see what I'm saying? So when you use all of these types of distinctions together, you can combat any situation.
That's right. Very good. Very good. Thank you. Thank you, Ed. That was a great contribution. Thank you so much. This is the International Mind Summit Talk Show Network. We're here every Sunday from 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard. Our website is www.blacksummit.org. Check out the information there. We have this annual event coming up in Chicago that is going to be off the chain. We're going to have multitudes of people there from all over the states and international. We're trying to get the Kenyans in if they can get their visas. We may even have some folks from South America coming up. But here's the thing. Get yourself in this conversation. If you're looking to get yourself to the next level, if you're looking to play a bigger game, move your business forward, be more effective at work, be more effective at church, take on more responsibilities. If you have some young people that are interested in developing themselves, or you want to develop some of your children or your nieces and nephews or your cousins, we have programs for them that will help with youth leadership development. So you want to really get to the website. We're going to have an oxygen room after this, and you can get some information on how to register yourself or register your children for this conversation. This is a powerful conversation for young people to be in. If you look at some of the young people who have been in this conversation from 8, 9, 10, and 11 years old, the things that they're able to do in their life are incredible. So, again, the website is www.blacksummit.org, and we're going to start on our last distinction for tonight, and that distinction is no out there. All right, well, what the heck does that mean, no out there? Well, that means this for me. And if you hear all night long, I'm saying what it means for me, and everybody else is saying what it means for them. So these things become personal, are personal, become personal development tools in your toolbox. So no out there means that whatever, so we talked about clearing, we talked about noticing, we talked about trigger. So when I'm triggered, it's not the person out there that triggered me, it's there's no out there. So, you know, when you point at something, when you point your finger at something, you've got three fingers pointing back at you. So no out there is like that. It's like, yeah, you're trying to point out somewhere else, but the truth is it's really back to you. So I have the opportunity to discover for myself what and why I'm in this particular situation, that the person is upset, the person is angry, the person is screaming, or I'm screaming, or I'm upset, or I'm angry. So who caused that is me. So there's nothing out there that caused it. I'm responsible. I'm accountable. I'm the one that caused it to occur. So no out there is about me taking on ownership, responsibility for the things that are showing up in my life. Shakesha, let me go to you. No out there.
Shakesha has left the call. However, we do have Henrietta, I believe, 312-593. Is that Henrietta?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm.
Right on, Henrietta. No out there. What you got, baby?
Hi, Henrietta. She's probably on mute.
Okay, she's on mute. No problem, no problem. What about you, no out there?
Well, I love that one. As far as no out there, that's a tough one. In the past, when I went to my first annual event, which was in Baltimore last year, as I was peeling the onion on myself, my personality, who I was being, and it was like the role of a victim almost. And after looking at no out there, everything to hear that everything that you are faced with, everything in life, it starts with you, that was really tough for me. And it is so powerful and has given me power to truly understand that anything that I am faced with, any situation, my likes, my dislikes, it all does start with me. It has nothing to do out there. It all starts with me. I have to look at myself. As all these distinctions, is always going back to you. So no out there is very powerful. It's a distinction that I truly love, and it was one of the hardest for me to grasp, but I'm taking it on.
Very good, very good. Yeah,
well,
no out there is definitely. Yeah, go ahead, Jill.
I'm sorry, Gwen. We do have 404-693. Is that Tamara?
Yes, it is.
Hello,
welcome to the show.
Hey, I've been on. I've been listening, tracking. No. Triggered.
All right, okay. So what is no out there for you?
Well, no out there for me is one that I continuously work with myself with. The first thing that comes up for me about no out there is that it is like complete ownership of myself. and whatever I say, whatever I do, you know, regardless of how it looks, how it shows up in the world, it is still mine. And I cannot give it to anyone.
Oh, no.
Not my mama, not my daddy. You know, it's like I'm totally responsible. I'm totally accountable. Like, it is mine. I'm responsible for it. And one thing that I in practice, and when dealing with situations where I'm triggered, so the first thing I notice that I do is do go out there and, like, blame someone or something. And the thing that I do is, okay, so that's a good way of looking at it. It's not going to have me to shift anything within myself. And that's the key thing. Like, if I want to shift whatever I'm blaming someone for, if I don't want them to, like, if I blame them, the thing for me to get is that, you know, it doesn't do me any good. Like, I just stay in my trigger. You know, I stay not present. I'm definitely not fulfilling on my vision. And that's what I'm not a commitment for. I'm committing it for it to be my passion, my vision. So immediately, you know, after I get clear that, you know, it might feel good to blame someone else, but it really doesn't do me any good.
Mm.
So that's my experience.
Excellent. Excellent. Thank you so much. That was awesome. And just so you know, Tamara and Jill are the ones that made this weekend possible, the prerequisite possible this weekend in Atlanta. We had an adult prerequisite and a youth prerequisite and were very successful programs and courses this weekend. So thanks for all the work that you both of you have been doing to contribute to that.
You're welcome.
Very good. We got a couple of minutes left. Jerry? You wanna let folks know about the oxygen room and how they can get in it tonight?
Okay. Every Sunday after the show we have the oxygen room from 9 o'clock to 9:30, and that number is 21. Oh, okay. The number is 218-862-6420. The PIN number is 797-4834 pound. I will say it again. The oxygen room number is 218-862-6420. PIN number 797-4834 pound. After the show. Back at you.
Great. Thank you, sir. And who's setting that up tonight? Is anybody who's going to be in the oxygen room? So the oxygen room is...
I got it.
You got it? Okay, great. Thank you. The oxygen room is an opportunity for you to find out about some of the event, about what we're going to be doing, about prerequisites, and/or summer shares, although summer shares... You can find out the information on our website, but if you want to find out a little bit more about it or you want to further distinguish some of these distinctions, call the oxygen room tonight. No kidding. If you're, you know, I said it before, and I'll say it again. If you're interested in having your life be effective and moving it forward, the place to do it is in the International Black Summit. We have some awesome work that we do, and if you're up to making it happen, we're up to supporting you and making it happen. Get clear on your vision. Get clear on some tools to implement your vision. Back to you, Jill.
Well, this has been, you know, once you're in the summit, you learn all these distinctions, you're going through it, you're practicing, et cetera, and every day when I'm talking to either Glenn, Jerry, Shakesha, anyone that's been in the summit, I am constantly learning. And that's what's so exciting about this. You're constantly growing, constantly learning. And even people that aren't in the summit, you're learning from them, then you can share the summit. So this has just been an exciting and wonderful radio show. Thank you, Glenn and Shakesha, Jerry. I know Henrietta's out there. This has been really good. I'm really excited about this show. And thank you, Glenn, for coming down. I want to thank John, just everyone for just helping out this weekend.
Well, you know, Jill, you said a great thing, and I want to underline it. And that is that you have partners in your vision. So when you come down to the International Black Summit, you now have partners who are part of your vision. They are listening your vision and supporting your commitment and supporting you and having things happen. So that's what it's about. It's not like you're out there by yourself creating your vision. You know, you've got all these partners doing it as well. Anyway, I'm going to sign off tonight. Thank you for participating with the International Black Summit Talk Show Radio. We're here every Sunday from 8 to 9 p.m. Come join us. We've got chat rooms. We've got, you can be live. We've got summit shares. We've got prerequisites. And we've got an awesome annual event in Chicago this year. Back to you, Jill, to close it out.
I just want to thank everyone. Please continue to join us every Sunday evening, 8 Eastern Standard Time. And we would like for you to go to our website, www.blacksummit.org. We'll hear from you in the Oxygen Room, and have a wonderful evening. Peace.
Peace and blessings.